We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Dogim, Halacha Beis. Al pi ha-toiro ki marachemim yenahagim, Rav Nosson Zal says this halacha will be based on chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Hamuv aleil behilchos simone behema v'chaya toiro halacha beis, which was also brought earlier in one of the chapters in Yoredeya. Paragraph Aleph. Snapir v'kaskeses heim simone dogim. Fins and scales are the signs of a kosher fish. Ki dogim gidulam b'mayim, because fish live in water. Shubachinas yam ha-chochma, which is referred to in Sforim HaKadoshim sometimes as the yam ha-chochma, the sea of wisdom, knowledge. Ve'ein bohem achizas ha-sitrachra. And the sitrachra does not attach itself to fish. V'alkein asifoson mitaharton. And this is why the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Chav Zayin that when it comes to fish, you don't need shchita, you don't need other procedures. Gathering them in purifies them. You just gather them up. V'ein tzrichim tikun. They don't require a tikun. Aval yesh minim tmeim. However, there are unkosher species of fish, which are the ones who do not have the covering of scales and fins. Kidogim heim bebechinas eino pekicho eino chadarachmi shu bechinas heora sarotzlein shemeir biyamachochma. Because fish are referred to, fish are exempt from ayin hara. Fish are always with their eyes open. And they're referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah, they're associated with the term Eino Pekicha, the eye of wisdom, of Sechel, Eino Chad Rachmi, the one eye of kindness. We've mentioned this previously sometimes, that when we talk about the Midos of Hashem, the Sfirois, Chachma and Bina are referred to sometimes as the two eyes. When we talk about the Midos of Hashem, all 10 Midos of Hashem being found in the head, that configuration, the right eye and left eye, are Chachma and Bina. When we speak about Keser, which is above Chachma and Bina, Chachma is on the right side, Bina is on the left side. When we go above Chachma and Bina, when we go to the Keser, the Zohar HaKadosh says, there is no right and left. There's no concept of a left. It's all right, in quotes. It's all chesed. And that's referred to, the nickname that's given to that is Eino Pekicha, that's one term that's used, or Eino Chad Derachmi, the one eye of kindness. Shehu Bechinas Heoras Harotzain, another term that's used to refer to this very high level light, this light of Keser, this super chesed, is called Heoras Harotzon. That's the terminology that Rabbi Nizal uses over in Likutei Moran. Shemeir b'yam ha-chochma, which shines into the yam ha-chochma. V'yalkein hem gedelim b'mayim, and it's for this reason that fish live in water. Hainu b'chinas yam ha-chochma, this yam ha-chochma. Aval machmas sha'af al pikein espashet ze ha-chiyus bo ze ho'ilam ha-gashmi. Alkein heim tzrichim levush kaskeses usnapir. However, even though we're talking about a very high spiritual level here, still, since the fish are living in this physical world, they require this protection, this garment, in a sense, of these scales and fins. Ki kishein aleim levush kaskeses, because when they don't have this covering of the scales, azai heim minim tmeim legamri, then they are unkosher fish. Ki heoras harotzein anal shemishom mekaplam adogim chiyus, because this very high level of kedusha, that's called heoras harotzein, that's called keser, that's called eina pekicha, eina chadarachmi, this very high level from which the fish draw their life, ze bechinas ma, is sometimes referred to by the term ma. Ma is what? Bechinas Ayin. Ayin means nothingness. Again, a level of light that's so high that it's above all vessels, all kelim. There are no kelim there. It's just pure light. Bechinas Makifin. Another term that's used to refer to it is Makifin. The seichel that's not inside the person's head, but rather it's like a circle, like a halo around the person's head. Because it's above his understanding. It's something that he has not yet been able to bring into his seichel. V'dorei Mala, and it's also referred to as the Dorei Mala, the upper level, Shemeir Bohem Zois HaBechina, Bechina Sayin, Bechina Smakanal, when we try to shine this light of Keser, this light of He'oras HaRotzoim, this light of Ayin and Ma, into the Dorei Mala. Dorei Mala means those who are on a higher level, heim tzrichim lehikolel bebechinas dorimato gamkein. Those who are on the dorimala, those who are on the higher level, also have to be associated with those who are on the lower level, the dorimato. Hainu bechinas maloi choler etz kevoidoi. The Rabbein Azal over there explains that there are people on different levels. There are people who are on a very low level, they're far from Hashem. And to them, the tzaddik has to convey to them that Hashem is everywhere. Even as far down as you are, Hashem reaches down to you also. And you can connect with Hashem even in the sub-basement where you are. That's the Dorei Mato. The Dorei Mala are ones who are on a very high level, are very advanced in Avodas Hashem. And to them, the tzaddik has to be able to show them, you think you're advanced? You haven't even begun to begin. You don't know anything, you know. Kedei sheyelohem yira. Rabbein Azal shows over there in Likutei Moran that it's very important for these two groupings, the Dorei Mala and the Dorei Mata, to connect with each other, to be plugged into each other in order that they should have yira. And Rabbein Azal explains this over there in Likutei Moran in Torah Zayin. Kalidei bechinas ayin levad, because if those who are on the Dorei Mala, those who are on that upper level, if they will just connect to Hashem on the level of Ayin nothingness, they will not have Yira at all. Alkein tzrichim gam Dorei Mala lebechinas maloi choler etz kevoidoi. Therefore, even the people who are on the higher level, where usually what the tzaddik wants to convey to them is Aye mekoim kevoidoi, the tzaddik also has to give them a little bit of maloi choler etz kevoidoi, kedei sheyir lehem yira, in order that they should have fear and respect for Hashem, kemavoyer shom b'maimer hanal, as Rabbein Azal explains very broadly over there in Likutei Moran. Paragraph Beis. V'alkein dogim shechiyusam hu mebechinas heora shel dorei malo, and therefore fish who draw their life from the dorei malo, they're plugged in over there, haino bechinas ma, bechinas ayin, kishein bohem klolius dorei mato, when they are not plugged into the dorei mato also, bechinas maloi cholor etz kevoidoi, shai deze nimshach yira, through which we get yira, azai machmas shehem bozeh hoilam agashmi, then since they find themselves in this physical world, hem nivgomim lagamri, they get totally messed up, bebechinas minim tmeim lagamri, as in the category of the non-kosher fish. Now Rav Nosson Zal further explains, ki iso bedivrei rabbeinu neira yoyer, because we find in Rabbeinu Zal's words in Torah Yud Beis in Likutei Moran Tanina, and again by the fact that Rav Nosson Zal is using the words neira yoyer, it means he's writing this when Rabbeinu Zal was still living. This was written when Rav Nosson Zal was in his younger years, while Rabbeinu Zal was still alive. She sitra de tumo yoynekes mebechinas ayim. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Yud Beis in Likutei Moran Tanina, the Torah that's called Ayei Mekoyim Kevoidoi, that where does the Sitra Achra receive its light from? It receives its light from Ayin, from the highest, highest light of Kedusha, because it's only Machma Shebechina Zu Ne'elemes V'Nesteres Moed, because of the fact that the light of Ayin, Keser, is such a hidden light, Alkein he mekablim shom chiyus, therefore they're able to draw energy from there. Umastirin umalimim legamri elikus yizborach. And they cover up completely and hide completely the presence of Hashem, the Sitra Achra. Nimtza she'ikar hatuma v'hakfira yinikosa mebechinas ayin. So therefore, Rabbeinu Zal is telling us over there that the main place from which tuma and kfira draw from is from ayin. Ki ikar bechinas aye ein yecholim lekabel kim dori mala. Because usually, from the level called aye, the dori mala receive from there. V'gam heim tzrichim li kolel bechinas dori mata, and the dori mala also have to plug into the dori mata, like we said, bechinas maloi cholor etzkevoidoi. Aval dori mata kishem mekabel bechinas ayin lavad, whereas the dori mata, if they were to receive directly from ayin, azay nase etzlam chas v'shom kfira legamri chashom, that would cause a blowout, that would cause an explosion, that would lead to kfira. So the only way that the dori mata can receive from the ayin is via the dori mala. Those people who are on a very low level have to receive the light of Keser via the people who are on a much higher level, the people who are in the Dori Mala, who can have a connection, a better connection, to that level called Ayin. V'alkein, dogim shechiyusam b'chinas eina pekicha, b'chinas rotzen, b'chinas makifen, b'chinas Ayin, therefore fish, who we mentioned earlier, are associated with this eina pekicha, the Bechina of Rotzon, the Bechina of Makifin, the Bechina of Ayin. These are all nicknames and terms that are used to refer to that highest level of light, the light of Keser. Heim tzrichim lehislabesh balavush kaskeses. The fish have to be covered in a covering of scales. K'may shekosev, as the Pasuk says in Shmuel HaNavi, v'shiryoim kaskasim hu lavush. Speaking about Goliath, the giant, that his was covered completely with armor that was shaped like scales, like the scales of a fish. And it's called a levush, a garment. Ulevush zebechinas yira. And we know that the term levush, garment, is associated with yira. Ki yira hu malchus, shebechinas kavod, bechinas levushin. Because yira is associated with malchus. There's a famous mishnah in Pirkei Avos where it says, "Ilmole moiro shel malchus ishes reyo chayim bloy." Were it not for the fear and respect for government, people would swallow each other up alive. So we see that it uses the term moiro shel malchus. Yira is malchus, which is kavod, which is levush. Hainu shelavush hakaskasim ze simen shesh bohem chiyus mebechinas yira. When the fish is covered with these scales, it has this levush that shows that it has the yira. It's drawing chiyus mira. Gamkein shehi bechinas levush, which is also bechinav levush. Vze bechinas snapir gamkein, and this is also the concept of the fins of the fish. Ki snapir ze bechinas even sapir. Because the term sapir, snapir, is associated with the term even sapir, a very precious stone. Kama she'amru, as it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Kisisa and in Shir HaShirim. Haluchois shel snapirion hayu. That the luchois which Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, the tablets, were made from a very precious stone called snapirion. Hainu min even, a certain kind of precious stone. Ze gam kein remez al bechinas malchus shenikreis even sapir shubechinas yira. This is also a remez to malchus, because we know that in Sifrei Kabbalah the term even sapir is used to refer to malchus. Ve'oz kishayesh bahadogim bechinas simon emanal hamaramzim al bechinas yira malchus. Therefore, when a fish has these scales and these fins, which we said are associated with malchus, which is yira, oz heiminim tohirim, then they're kosher fish, v'yicholim lochem, and we're permitted to eat them. Avol kishen aleim lushana, but when they don't have these garments, the scales and the fins, azai heim tmeim lagamri, then they're considered 100% unkosher. ki bechinas ayin levad, kishemekabel mena levad chias b'zeilam agashmi, because if a person receives chias from ayin without the protection of the yira, without the protection of the garment, in this physical world, bifrat min chai, especially if we're talking about not even a human being, we're talking about an animal, a fish. Azai nasa mizeh bechinas sitra de tuma legamri. The light ends up going south, and it becomes an aspect of tuma. Bechinas kfirus, ki hei mekablu mishom chiyas kanal, because we said the tuma and the kfirus, they draw from ayin. When there's no proper levush, when there isn't the proper yira, the proper tzimtzum. This is why the fish must have this covering of the scales and the fins. And a garment is something that's associated with malchus, yira. There's a pasuk, Hashem moloch geus lovesh. Hashem is a king clothed in honor, in pride. So we see that Levush is an inyan of Malchus. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan kori leilamani mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his clothing as his honor, his Malchus. Shezeh nimshach mebechinas maloich olorets kevoidai. Yira is associated with maloich olorets kevoidai, the lower level. Va'oz heim tohoyram v'cholam lachlan. When the fish has that, then it's kosher and it's permitted to be eaten. Because our eating must be from the side of Kedusha, that we should be able to draw year upon us through eating properly, through an achila de Kedusha. This halacha is on a high level. Rav Nosson Zal is touching on terminology and things that are associated with spiritual items, you know. But, and again, to have a better understanding of it, you would need to look at the Torah in Likutei Moran, Torah Zion over there, where Rabbeinu Zal explains the whole concept of Dorei Mala, Dorei Mato, and also the Torah Yud Beis that he referenced here, where he explains this whole concept of Aye Mekoyim Kavoida, referring to a very high level of light, which is so hidden that it's even able to nourish the Sitra Achra. You know, it's a light that's so well hidden that when it goes into the Sitra Achra, it's protected, you know, that it shouldn't be damaged in a wrong kind of way.